That if we read corn to do it.
Yeah. And molasses was in a what?
In a good tree. Molasses was in bucket. These gallon bucket.
Yeah. Now.
What? What did you say?
What would you use to pour something into a narrow mouth barrel?
A funnel, so a funnel or something like that.
Yeah.
Then that guy, to see you get a gold. You ever see this grow in gold thousand fields?
Yeah.
Well, they get it and cut it off at the top.
Cut it off right up by the...
It ain't that much. That's why it's wide. They cut it off down at that stem. How good fun as you want. Well, that's what it is.
How much mill would you, what would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill?
Well, my full pick. And he'll grind it. But it, you know, like you can't bush the corn to the mill. You get around 5 pecks out of it, 5 1/4. But he'll grind it for that interest in it. Let you get your bushel back. And if you know it's increased, you would still grind a bush to come over. That might be a 6 pecks a meal. If you grind a bushel.
Yeah.
Well, he'd take that for he told you. Then measure you same bushel back.
What did nails come in?
In a wooden keg.
And it had what around them? Had
a bale, some wire, something wrapped around it, or something like this. Bale and what the bales cotton with this hoop on. Something resembles that car. They'd have either a piece of steel plastic to put around that, some kind, but you couldn't bust it.
And a barrel, what would that have around it? Have the metal?
It'll have barrel hoops. Barrel hoops.
Yeah. Now, what did you put nails in the... Did you do any carpentry work ever?
A hammer?
Yeah. You did, what'd you do with a hammer, you?
Drive the nail.
Yeah. And you'd carry heavy things around in a what?
That is a...
Wheel?
Wheel bar.
Yeah.
Then they had a 5-ton. One man get on one end, the other get on the other end. So, go down craft what you want to pick up.
Yeah.
And then you can pick it up that way. I see them had 5-ton. Like you want to pick up with your... anything heavy, you can't pick up, you open them tongs out, slapping that. And then in the middle of a piece of wood, you get on one end.